Sleeping sickness is the name given to a disease found in nearly 40 African countries that invades the central nervous system. Parasites invade the brain and can drive the victim mad before they kill. Treatment is complicated, but a new drug has been approved today by the European Medicines Agency that would enable most cases of sleeping sickness, also called African human trypanosomiasis, to be treated with pills alone. So, what happens at the moment? Dr. Bernard Pécule is the founder and director of the Drugs for Neglected Diseases initiative, which has developed the new drug.
Today, the current treatment for sleepiness is complicated because it's not the same for the initial stage of the disease, where you have 10 injections to deliver once a day, compared to the second stage of the disease, where you need to send people to hospital to receive a set of infusions, so slow injection for hours, combined with an oral treatment. And to select the stage, you are always obliged to perform a lumbar puncture, quite dangerous for the patient. So the advantage of a new treatment is that we will have an oral treatment available for all stages of the disease. The oral treatment will consist of taking pills, tablets, once a day with food. For most of the patients, they will be able to take their drugs at home. Of course, the most severe cases will have to be hospitalized because they are very severe infection. But a large majority of them will be able to take their pills at home.
How does this disease affect people?
Initially, the disease is the manifestation of fever, headache. So it's difficult to make the difference with malaria, for example. But after weeks or months, the disease starts to develop with neurological symptoms. So the people are sleeping, is why the name of sleeping sickness. They have difficulties to walk, to talk. They can become aggressive. And without treatment, the disease that is 100% fatal.
Is the drug going to be affordable in endemic countries?
The drug will be affordable because the company that is our partner in this project is Sanofi. And they've decided to produce this drug and to make it available to the World Health Organization and the national program for free.
You're concerned here clearly with the treatment of patients affected by sleeping sickness, but how is it transmitted?
This disease is transmitted by a vector called a tsetse fly that transmits from one human being to another human being. So you need to have a person infected to have the possibility to transmit. So it's why in this disease, the treatment is as well a prevention because you interrupt transmission when you treat the patients.
And the goal now is hopefully to eliminate, eradicate the disease completely.
Yeah, I think the objective first is to eliminate as a public health issue, to eliminate the number of patients that are at risk. The eradication will be a little bit more difficult because most of the people are living in very remote places, in very unstable areas, Central African Republic, South Sudan, some part of DRC. So it would be quite a challenge to eradicate. But controlling and eliminating disease is possible. And of course, this treatment that is much more simple will help.
That was Dr. Bernard Pécule from the Drugs for Neglected Diseases initiative.